can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is headed to Georgia at this hour to rally Republicans ahead of tomorrow's Senate runoff elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president will speak at a Republican Party victory rally tonight in Dalton, Georgia, as he tries to help two GOP senators win re-election. Republicans need to win at least one of the two runoffs to keep control of the U.S. Senate. Mr. Trump has largely kept out of the public eye since Election Day, but this will be his second rally in Georgia in the past 4.5 weeks to help turn out the vote for Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Democrats tighten their control of the House of Representatives with rules changes.
On the eve of runoffs in Georgia that will determine control of the U.S. Senate, Democrats in the House of Representatives rammed through a rules package, tightening their control despite a margin of fewer than a half dozen seats. In a party-line vote, Democrats weakened the ability of Republicans to add end-stage amendments to bills and weakened pay-as-you-go rules that made it more difficult to pass legislation inflating the federal deficit. Relaxing pay-as-you-go was a victory for the progressive wing. Democrats also extended the proxy voting rules put in last year, permitting lawmakers to vote remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump has presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom to one of his most outspoken congressional allies, California Congressman Devin Nunes, as he looks to reward loyalists with just over 2 weeks left in his term. Nunes, the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, had been an ardent backer of Trump during probes into Russian interference in the 2016 election and the president's 2019 impeachment by the Democratic-led House. In a statement, the White House is crediting Nunes with uncovering the greatest scandal in American history. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points, the NASDAQ dropped 189. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The first Sunday of 2021 was the best for NFL sports bettors this season and the worst for the sportsbooks. Las Vegas sportsbooks suffered a rare losing day as favorites won 14 of the 16 games, with gamblers cashing in on moneyline parlays. The only solid afternoon win for the sportsbooks was the 49ers, covering the point spread in the loss to the Seattle Seahawks, which, of course, you heard right here on AM 670. Westgate Sportsbooks VP Jay Cornegate said yesterday was the worst Sunday of the season for them, with the Raiders' win over Denver being the worst of all results. And, of course, Las Vegas finished their inaugural season in Las Vegas with an 8-8 record, snapping a three-season losing streak. Traffic heading back to the Golden State after New Year's weekend was huge. The Nevada Highway Patrol reports at one point yesterday there was a 14-mile traffic backup on southbound 15 near the Nevada-California border as visitors headed back home. The 2020 census will not add another congressional seat to Nevada's delegation. We added some 16% of the population, but you need 775,000 people.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Several crashes working on area freeways right now. U.S. 95 eastbound at Jones. The HOV lane is blocked in that incident. Another crash on the right shoulder. That's 15 southbound at Charleston. And look out for that disabled vehicle. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda there on the right shoulder.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one, time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Two very interesting developments in the People's Republic of California. Number one, there is a recall effort in the People's Republic of California, and they are about halfway to their goal in getting signatures that they can then force a recall of the governor, Gavin Newsom. The other thing is I think, a fabulous idea, the new California state effort, where they would actually split the state in two. Joining us now is Paul Preston. He's the founder and president of the Movement for a New California State. He's also the host of Red State Talk Radio's Agenda 21 Radio, and he joins us. Paul, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you're a busy guy, but thanks for being with us.
Well, listen, it's really nice to be here with you, and welcome. I love Las Vegas and love Nevada, so it's nice to be on air with you.
Well, all of your people are moving here, so I'm just telling you. It's looking a lot like the People's Republic of California lately. I want to ask you, first of all, about the Gavin Newsom recall. How many signatures do they need, and where are they? Do we know yet?
Well, you know, the recall is... New California, I have to put the disclaimer out, we can't support a political party or person or anything like that because of our 501c4 status, and we don't want to lose that. But having said that, we're applauding the efforts to try and really recall a dictator. And again, that fits right into what we're trying to do in terms of making a new state. You got to get rid of the dictator, and clearly Gavin Newsom is a dictator who had actually been adjudicated as such. There was a hearing in back in October, and they came out just the day before the election with a hearing that said that he basically was a dictator, and he's been acting without the legislature's input on major decisions and making his own laws as a governor, which he cannot do. Nobody in the nation is allowed to do that. And then one of the key things is that he ordered up all the mail-in ballots as an executive order from the dictator without the legislator's approval. And that was put into court, and the judge found that he was absolutely unconstitutional in that order. So he's acting as a dictator, and I applaud everybody's efforts that are out there. They're enthusiastic, and they've got over 60% of the signatures required, and I'm not too sure. It's 1.3 million or 1.4 million, something
wow.
like that, that they have to get. And but they've already got, you know, 60%, and I believe they have until the middle of March to get those signatures, so best of luck to them.
Paul, we've had, by my estimation, I think 2 or 3 recall efforts, all failed, and mainly because it was activists out trying to get signatures when you almost have to pay companies that will go out and get signatures for you. How are they soliciting signatures?
Well, it seems very, I think, a mix of activists. They've actually been able to get some money, and they've got several $1 million now collected. And like I said, I can't speak for them, but they seem to be pretty active on their own. But I it wouldn't surprise me if they're they've recruited some people to gather signatures at this point. The thing that's really particularly annoying about this petition, I say this on the part of the people gathering signatures, is that they have extremely strict requirements. The state does. Alex Padilla put this down about how you have to sign basically in wet ink. In certain parameters, and if your signature line touches one of the lines it's not supposed to, they throw the whole thing out. I mean, and by the way, every piece of paper, you're only permitted, I think, 3 or 4 signatures on one 11 by 8 sheet of paper. It's absolutely amazing what they've done.
And by the way, Paul, they're doing a lot of that here in Nevada. I was part of a recall effort a couple of months ago, and they're doing that same thing. You can't touch the line. It's got to be you got to color inside the lines, and they make it more difficult. In fact, the governor here, Steve Sisolak, one of the first things they did is they made it more difficult to actually recall a sitting governor. They made it virtually
right.
impossible in our state. What about in your state? I mean, you folks are activists, and you got propositions and initiatives and all kinds of things that go on in the People's Republic of California. I'm just curious, how difficult is it to recall a governor?
Well, it's really difficult now. They put a lot more restrictions on it than they did back in the day with Gray Davis and
yeah.
when we got Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a lot more difficult to do, and you know, it's. I suspect they'll probably get the signatures as you go through the election, because you have to do an election to recall them, officially recall them and replace them. I think that becomes a little bit more dubious in the process. But I suspect they're going to get the signatures. They're on track, as I've heard from some of the releases, and I think that like I said, best of luck to them. We all agree that, I think everybody agrees, he's a dictator and he has to go. But the problem is, when he goes, what does that mean? And, of course, that's where New California steps in, because you can get rid of this, what we call a pusillanimous dictator, craven dictator, actually. But what's happened when he leaves and you still have the monoparty system left behind, in which you have lawlessness throughout the state, and nothing's going to change, in other words. So it doesn't matter if the... You could have Donald J. Trump become the governor of California. Nothing's going to change.
Let's move on to the next issue, which is, I think, just a really compelling idea, the idea of splitting California in two. Explain what this is all about, the new California state deal. How would it work? Where would you split it?
Well, it's interesting. It was when we first started understanding that in order to stop the socialism, the socialist state that we were developing into back in the 90s and 2000s, there had to be a way in which we can do that. And we looked at the Constitution and realized the Founding Fathers had given us the answer that there would be moments like this that would arise in a union of states that they had designed where a dictator may rise up and literally reverse engineer the Constitution to become a dictator. That's what you have to do. And they understood what would happen if you reverse engineered the Constitution. You'd end up with a dictator. And that's why they put various safety valves. One of the safety valves, of course, is forming a new state from a pre-existing state that perhaps it had some very, very big legal issues. So they came up with Article 4, Section 3, which states basically that if you want to form a state from a pre-existing state, then you have to have the permission of the state concerned or states concerned if it's multiple states trying to form one. And then that of the Congress doesn't say anything about having the executive powers to help you out with the judiciary or even local government. In fact, this process exclusively excludes local government agencies and entities and people, and also the governor, and also the judiciary. So we work only with the assembly or the Senate, just depends on what states call a house or the assembly. And those are the people that we work directly with, and you have to have citizens' committees that are formed for each county. And once you have the committees formed, then you start going through various processes. What we did is we declared our independence from California January 15, 2018. In fact, we're coming up to our third anniversary. But what we have done is we have taken the process of grievances and read a grievance once per week. Now we're up to 132 grievances that we've been reading. We did our first 95, and then we started on a second batch. So since 3 years, we've read over 132 grievances once every week. And this has become quite a thing. In fact, we are hoping that what's going to happen is that the president, who we've asked for his help, we've been in communication with the White House, and they know of our desire, and we're hoping that what he will do is form a committee soon after this situation gets taken care of, form a committee, a presidential committee and task force on the formation of New California. We're pushing that idea. I think we actually have ears in the White House that are listening to this, because that's really the way we need to go. This is how it's done. That's why I say, since 1850, California has attempted to split over 240 times. And this is the first time that any one of those attempts has actually been successful at this point, where we actually have the president's ears, and we have members of Congresses, and of course our state legislature is just kind of dying on the vine. We have no government out here in California. It's non-functional because they don't have any money. That's why we don't have public schools any longer in California. They're gone. Public schools just don't exist in California like they used to because they're closed. So if you don't have closed schools that are open, what value is California government? It's diminished now to nothing. And then New California, we're rising. We discovered that it's a voided system. So we stepped in and we set up four committee hearings, citizens commissions, on the election fraud that took place. And lo and behold, we ended up filing two lawsuits, one in the Supreme Court with the New California, the New Nevada movement, because there is one out there. We got standing in the Supreme Court as well as Texas. In fact, that's all coming back now, the Texas suit. We're coming back with it. So it's interesting. We're the only state, new state, that's ever done that in American history. But the only other state that we are the only state that really does have standing since we can prove that we've been harmed by Newsom's ballots. And that's a little twist. Nobody else has this condition but us in California. So we stand a pretty good chance of winning it and being a part of that in a big way. The other big way is that I filed suit against Gavin Newsom here last week, and our suit is saying that because of the fact that when he came out and he was acting like a dictator and he defrauded the people by ordering up these ballots that were going to be mail-in ballots to everybody, a minor problem, one, he ordered them up unconstitutionally. That's already been adjudicated. The other part of it is when everybody got their ballots, lo and behold, in 53 of the 58 counties, they were missing one set of directions. It has to be in there. It's statutory law that these directions are in there. The other five counties had the second set of directions deleted. So you have all 58 counties that all had ballots that statutory law says you cannot cast nor count these ballots. They're void. So all the mail-in ballots by statute here in California are void.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. So you're saying that on January 6th, there might be a problem with California's electors?
I'm saying on January 6th, there's a big problem with California's electors, and that they're not going to be able to say they claim rights to any ballot. What does the judge do when he's got statutory law looking right at him? He can't deny that.
That's
those
incredible.
Ballots are no good. Those ballots by those electors are no good. All 55 of them.
Have you reached out to Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley or some of the other members of Congress?
We've notified everybody of this. We were supposed to have a hearing scheduled for tomorrow. It looks like the judge is trying to slow walk us. I don't think he's going to get to, though. It looks now that we're going to have a hearing on Wednesday morning, and couldn't be better timing as far as I'm concerned. Because by Wednesday afternoon, they're going to be locked up in debates, and they're going to get a bombshell, I suspect, by about noontime Pacific time.
Again, Paul Preston joining us, the founder and president of the Movement for a New California State. He's also the host of Red State Talk Radio's Agenda 21 Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about what a new state, California, would actually look like. Would they have an army? What would it actually look like if they are successful in doing this? We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us this first Monday of the year 2021 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part. So we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning.
Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah.
15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, or simply text Vegas to 21000. That's Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Paul Preston joining us, the founder and president of the Movement for a New California State. They want to split the state in two. How would it be split? Who gets L.A.? Who gets San Diego? Who gets Central Valley? How does it work?
Well, it works by population. First of all, you know, I did like everybody else would do. If you ever had a, you know, hope and a dream, and what would you do if you had the opportunity to split a state? And so we sat down with a bunch of people and said, well, what would we do? And we drew lines all over the place. We looked at counties. We looked at who are the Republicans, who are the Democrats, and did demographics on that. Political demographics. And then finally, you know, I said, you know, this is kind of ludicrous. You know, where do we find our population bases the most? Let's just do it on population strictly. And so we looked at it and we found out that, well, we have very urbanized populations and very rural populations. And I said, well, what is, where are the clusters? Where are the urbanized areas? And it turned out that you have basically in the L.A. basin area and San Francisco and Sacramento area, you have about 20 million people. And I, you know, didn't take a math major to figure out, you know, I didn't need to be, you know, some of the Dominion smartmatic people to figure this one out. There's 40 million people in California. So the other 20 million, obviously, were living in the rural areas of California. So we went on that basis, urban versus rural. So the rural areas of California is New California. That's basically the way it is. And we have either 56 of either whole or part of the counties of the 58 counties, and the rest are new, are the old California. So California will be basically a remnant of what it was, but it still will have a 20 million population base, be one of the largest states in the union that way. But as far as the state itself, the land mass, about 90% of the land mass goes to New California, from the Oregon border down Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Sacramento, Orange County, Long Beach is the terminus northern part there, and then you have the L.A. Basin. And L.A. Basin is separated by San Francisco and by Sacramento. That's the 20 million people that they get.
So by population, 20 million versus 20 million.
That's correct. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. I mean, listen, we have done... You know, it's just maddening, obviously, and everybody would have to. They want to form a state. How do you do it? You know, draw this line here, draw that line there. They did that with Tim Draper. Like I said, California has tried to do this over 200 or 600 times. A state split. Excuse me, I'm over 200 times a state split, And you know, it's never happened before because they got they kind of got excited about lines and properties and all that. And we just said, where's the population and how does that work? And so urban versus rural is the formula for us.
Now, you would still be states, and we'd have, so in other words, we'd have an additional state. Am I right?
Correct. 51st state. That's correct.
So in other words, there's no need for an army. You would just be another state. You'd be like North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm just like any other state in the union, and we want to be good stewards of the idea of forming a new state.